2008.
Richard Kingswell here. One of the freshest bands out of the UK at the moment is a group from Oxford, where Radiohead come from. They're called Foals, a group fronted by Yannis, who we're about to hear from. The group have been going for a couple of years. Their influences are varied. They're not the usual bunch of influences you'll find from a lot of English bands around at the moment. They like a lot of experimental music. They're also very heavily influenced by a lot of the math rock, which came out of the States from about the mid-90s onwards. David Sitek, who's one of the guys in TV on the Radio, the New York City band, has helped produce this debut album from Foals, which is released in 2 weeks' time. It's called Antidotes, and on Triple J we've been playing the track from it, Balloon, so far. But I'll give you that track and another taste of the album shortly. I spoke to Yannis this week, and the first thing I noted about Foals was how precise their playing is.
We just play intuitively like that, and we've been playing these songs for a long time, so they're very much second nature, but it's definitely a lot more direct and more raw live. So we try and keep the two things quite separate, you know. I mean, we try to make the record more subtle and less sort of in your face than the live show.
So you crank it up even more live, do you?
Yeah, a lot more. It becomes violent pretty often.
In what ways?
Just people always harming themselves, either members of the crowd or members of the band. Jimmy snapped his tooth off recently. I cut my eye and shattered my toe in the last couple of months. It just seems to happen. I think it's to do with the way that we wear our guitars, probably. They just always hit our face.
Right. But you wear the guitars quite high up, do you?
Yeah, probably a bit too high.
It's a very old-fashioned way of playing your guitars, holding them up high. It's, you know, a lot of 50s and 60s groups did it. Is that just the most comfortable way for you to hold it?
It's easier to play. Basically, where we play, because a lot of the guitar notes are all very high up the fretboard, and it's just it's a lot easier. My arms aren't particularly long, and my hands are quite small, so it's easier if it's just close there. Yeah. All the way that we play guitar anyway is like making the best out of a bad situation. So, I guess it adds to something. I can't really feel anything the tips of three of my fingers because they're so calloused. I figure that maybe that it's because I play so much guitar that my fingers never grew. You know?
The album turned out fantastically. I can't really compare it to, you know, what the process was like all the way along, but in your mind, how did it turn out? Are you happy with the end result?
Yeah, I think we're as happy as we'll ever be with anything we put out. The whole nature of learning to let go of records, and particularly the way that we did it with such a forceful person outside the band like David Sitek, and the way that we kind of laboured over it quite a lot, I guess it wasn't the most carefree process in the world, you know? And we're pretty neurotic anyway, so... But I think we feel happy that we made the record we wanted to make, and I think that I think we did our thing, and I think it doesn't sound like a lot of other records, certainly not a lot of mainstream indie kind of records that are coming out, so I think we feel good about it. We're just never going to be 100% satisfied, you know?
Mm. Do you feel like you're a little bit alone on the UK music scene at the moment?
I think... It's more like we were a duck in a certain pond, and we got put into a different pond where there aren't any ducks, and instead there's all geese.
Okay, are the geese friendly?
We don't hang out with the geese.
Okay, you keep to us.
We go back to our pond as often as possible, and eat bread and make love with the other ducks. You know.
Right. Okay. All right. But for the most part, you're just stuck with a bunch of geese that you don't want to communicate with.
Well, it's not really like that. It's just, you know, we keep to ourselves. We're not like big social kind of, we're not like party people, like socialites or anything, you know.
You mentioned Dave Sitek from TV, New York band TV on the Radio, helped you in the production of this record. Did he fly to the UK to work with you, or did you fly to New York?
No, we flew to New York. Certainly for us, like, it was really good to be away from everything that was going on in Britain. I think somebody like Dave reinforced our convictions on where we felt about music and the kind of record we wanted to make. And he's an incredible human being, and the whole experience of being in New York over the summer and meeting these incredible musicians like from Antiballast and stuff just really kind of propelled us forward.
Antiballast are an amazing group. Did any of those guys help you out in the making of this record?
They did, yeah. There's five tracks on the record that feature three of Antiballast playing brass. And it just brought in this whole kind of more classic kind of Afrobeat element into what we've been doing up until that point. And I think that's something that we feel like, you know, was definitely a big part of Dave's helping and stuff. So, you know, it was definitely exciting to see the songs being transformed while we were out there. Mm. And particularly, it's working with Dave, it's not like you have studio hours, you know. It's like we'd work all the way through the night and people were doing pretty weird things in the studio. It just felt like making that record was something out of a time capsule from the past, you know, almost. It felt like some forgotten American record that had already been made or something. That's what it felt like working with Dave.
It's fantastic you actually mentioned, because I was wondering who did the horns on the record on the some of the key tracks off this record, and I had no idea it was Antiballast. And I loved their record of last year, but I couldn't find anyone else who got into it or even had listened to it, knew about them. And it's just so nice to kind of hear someone else kind of name check them.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. I mean, the thing that was so eye opening about working with them and working in New York was seeing this whole other scene of much more African influenced music. And I think Antiballast are definitely like the pioneers of that in this current climate. And they're incredible. You know, the record "Who Is This America?" they speak of today. And Security, I think, which is the record that you're talking about. I think they're phenomenal records that, you know, you can place against Fela Kuti and stuff and put right up there.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.